Lila Nishmas of Kanemish Kalman Berner Ben Oeli Melech. But Metzia Perk Tes Mishnah Aleph. A Makabel Sada Michavero. Person is Makabel. Here it's a Kablonus. It's a type of sharecropper where somebody goes and works in a guy's field. Let's say Shimon's working in Reuven's field, and Shimon's going to get a percentage of the profit. Half, a third, a quarter, whatever it is. That's Arisus. Chachiros, being Chocher, Chesfav Chaf Reish. That's when there's a set amount that the sharecropper pays the owner of the field, and the rest of the profit the sharecropper keeps. Almost like a fee for the ability to work on his property. So this is the regular arisus. They're going to split a profit. Makum shenegu liktzer, in a place the minig was that it was ever working on the property, would cut the property, because when there's wheat that's cut, it's beneficial for both of them. They're both getting a portion of it. So if that's the minig yiktzer, he should be cutting it. Lakor, if the minig was to uproot, meaning more than just cutting, you would have to actually uproot the grain, take the whole thing out when you would take the grain. And it wouldn't be enough, like Melech Shlomo says, wouldn't be enough to just cut it, because there's a benefit for both ways. But if that's the minig yakor, you have to uproot it. Lachash achov, if the minig was to plow afterwards, and this would get rid of the bad grass, the weeds, whatever. Yachash, he has to be chorish, he has to plow. Hakol k'minig medina, everything's the minig medina. K'shem shecholkin betfua, and just like they divide the tfua, the grain, that's the food part. Kacholkin betevin v'kash. So too, they also split up the tevin and the kash. Taisyontif says that the tevin is what's cut from, let's say, the wheat. If that's the grain, what's cut from it with the wheat kernels. Whatever's left over after it's cut, that's called kash. I think some interpret it as stubble. K'shem shecholkin b'yayin, kacholkin b'zamayros uvakanim. Just like they divide up the wine, the grapes, so too they divide up the branches and the reeds. The reeds were there to hold up the vine. They were put there artificially. Ushnei misapkinis akonim. And if they're splitting up the konim, that means that they're both responsible for setting up and providing and paying for and investing into the konim themselves. So they divide the same way to set up the konim, and then they also divide the konim afterwards as well.